Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished part one of our question and answer series. Listen as we go into part two today.
And when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bible ready as we continue in our series on question and answers, your questions and my answers. Now, before I actually get into that, there's just two things that I want to cover with you. One is our tour of Israel. I've been talking about that, but hey, look, now it is getting to be late. And by that, I mean it is near Christmas and maybe be past Christmas by the time this is on, but I don't know. But what I want to say is that we are going to Israel November 30th through December 8th of 2020. You can go to our website at www.cenparalbaptistocala.org. Go there and you'll find the trip there to Israel is on there. And just scroll down to about the microphone there on the left-hand column, then look across there, and you'll see the Holy Land trip that is there. We call it the Bible and Beulah Land, but nonetheless, whatever it is, you come on with us. We'd love to have you. All the prices, everything that's involved there is on our website. Now, the reason I'm telling you that, even though it's not till November 30th to December 8th of 2020, is because now it's near Christmas, and maybe you're making plans for the coming New Year. Why not make that as one of your New Year resolutions, on your New Year desires for 2020, to go to the land of Israel? We teach the Bible throughout the land of Israel in 5 and 10 minute segments as we stop at each little stop, and our guide gives us some of the background for history as far as customs and other things that are involved. And then we will also just have a great time together. So I hope that you'll come and be with us for that trip. So that is it on that. Now, I want to get right straight in to our question and answer thing. But before I actually get into that, I'm going to share with you letters from a listener that I do not answer here on the website. Now, there is something here that I do actually answer, in a sense, but it's more of a thing. So I'm going to just read this whole thing to you so you'll get the gist of it, so that I can simply tell you at the end, if you're just going to send questions that you want to argue, that you want to be upset, you want to call me dummy and everything else, those questions probably are not going to get answered. And if they do, most likely they will never be on the question and answer period. So listen as I read this to you from a listener that I have no idea why he listens. Many times, I get as many as 10 emails a day from him. He'll often send a thing that a Calvinist written that if it is good, I'll say, hey, that was good. And that makes him mad. He says, whatever the guy talked about that he sent, then why am I so wrong? Why am I so evil? Why am I so this, so that, and everything else? And so even when I compliment something that was good that he sent, he comes back at me. And so I understand that when I preach the word, since it's God's word, people are going to be indifferent to the word, folks. So I understand that people will be indifferent to the word of God. And being indifferent is one thing, but then there are other people that can't be indifferent because the power of God is behind it. And the power of God is behind the word of God. And so when the power of God is there, they can't be indifferent. So they'll either be happy or they'll be angry. Obviously, it makes this man angry. Now, I believe whosoever will may come. You say, well, why? Because the Bible teaches it and the Bible is without error. Now, since it seems he does not agree with anything I've written to him, I just simply ignore most of his emails. For he's not looking for an answer to a question. Rather, he wants to enter into the sin of debate. He has mocked my teaching. He's mocked my stand on the King James Bible, the Masoretic text, the Textus Receptus, from which our King James with those two texts, Masoretic for the Old Testament, Textus Receptus for the New Testament, and the King James was translated from that. He's down on us because our Bible has chapter and verse numbers in them. Okay, that is part of it. Now, he's asked me questions that I've given the chapter and verse answer to reference to find the answer. And I thought, well, is that really the best thing to do since he's against chapter and verse numbers, yet he does that. And then when he recommends people for me to read, sometimes they do what I do. They go verse by verse. But let me just share with you now, again, I'm not looking for sympathy on this. It's more probably of a entertainment time for you right now. But he has addressed his emails to me as follows. Dear dummy. Dear bigot. A dear cultist. He also says we shouldn't read the Bible because we cannot understand it. We need to read books, and he names authors, and every one of them are Calvinists. He accuses me of hating men as Calvin and Pope Augustine, from whom Calvin got most of his doctrine. However, I do continue to pray for the man, although I don't answer most of his 10 or more emails a day. Now, thinking that he was looking for an argument only, I thought I would put it to the test. And so I wrote the following statement and asked him to say if he agreed or disagreed. A simple yes or no would do, although if it were a no, I would like to know why. But he did not have to explain. He didn't have to do so. Just answer yes or no. Now, here's the statement. I said, can you agree with this statement? Scripture is the equivalent to an utterance of God from heaven. The Word of God and the Spirit must always go together. Scriptures give us the saving knowledge of God. If you agree, great. We've actually agreed on a doctrinal statement that I just typed. If you can, at least let me know why, in your own words. You don't have to, but I would like to know. Well, over a 3 or 4 week period, he sent me emails telling me how dumb I am. My college education is not equal to high school. When I told him I graduated from Pensacola Christian College, he called that an inept educational institution that was so short, and yet he doesn't know that it had the seventh highest rating for their nursing programs besides their engineering program and other things they have there. But I told him my doctorates were honorary, which I've said that on this program on several occasions, and they were given to me by 3 different colleges who wanted to recognize the work in ministry as well as biblical exposition. So he constantly makes fun of it, and he tells me that my education is not equal to a GED. Okay. All right, so that's fine. I laugh, so forgive me for laughing, folks. But I normally don't get to answer those questions, should I say, those kind of letters. But I do receive it from one man, and he constantly puts it that way, and I rarely answer since he's not searching, rather looking for an argument. Now, I must say that most of the Calvinists who write me tell me I need to read so-and-so's book. They name famous Baptists of yesteryear who were Calvinists, but they rarely use Bible. But most of the Calvinists do not attack my person like this guy does. Most of them are just tell me how wrong I am, and I need to read so-and-so's book instead of the Bible. Now, as I said, I sent him a statement, and I read to you the statement, and he never agreed with the statement. In over 40 emails over a 3 or 4 week period, he never agreed with it. I'd say, do you agree or don't agree? I just didn't answer his emails from that point. I just said, do you agree or disagree? Still haven't answered. That's the only thing I'd put on this thing. But he would just run me down and just say whatever. Now, to be quite honest with you, I haven't heard from him quite as much since I told him that the statement that he could not agree with, the statement that he would not say yes or no on, was a direct quote from Calvin himself. It comes from the Institutes, and that something that he said that was right on the scriptures. Now, I say that, so if you're going to attack me, your questions will not get on the air, whether you're a Calvinist or any other denomination, religion, or what have you. As a matter of fact, after the Nahum study, we'll be doing a section on Calvinism on this broadcast after we go through the verse-by-verse study that we'll take up after the question and answers. We were about halfway through it when we broke for this, but this is what I just gave to you right now, and so I wanted you to have that. Now, he did one of the things he says about this very statement that I made to him. He said, "What's your deal with Calvinism? My session in each of three Presbyterian churches, not a cult like yours, read the Westminster Confession and Heidelberg Confessions, and you can find answers most clearly there. Find it in their confessions now rather than in the Word of God. A number of men who opened the Westminster, who penned Westminster, were also a part of the King James translators. No fundamental Baptists. Also, a number were Calvinists. But with your high school education, you wouldn't know. Doctor, whoa, with a high school degree, you do not have a GED, right?" Okay. So that's part of it. And that's part of the funny thing, that once I said that statement, when I gave him that statement, and let me read that again. Scripture is equivalent to an utterance of God from heaven. The Word of God and the Spirit must always go together. Scriptures give us the saving knowledge of God. Okay. And in over a 4-week period, many, many emails that I would just answer, still haven't answered it yet. He haven't said yes or no yet. And he could not agree with that. Now, he would have agreed with it right away if I had told him John Calvin wrote it. That's what I thought. So that's where we went with that. So I am a biblicist here, but when I said that to them, they also condemned that. I will cover Calvinism and all that in the time to come. As I said, after the Nahum study, the Lord willing. But right now, let's get back to your questions, because I have not answered that guy's questions. I only gave him a question that he could not answer. And it shows that if he thinks I'm a GED guy, that he could answer a GED question that was so simple.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.